This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday he has spoken to Chinese President Xi Jinping about Taiwan, and they agreed to abide by the Taiwan Agreement as tensions have ratcheted up between Taipei and Beijing. Biden appeared to be referring to the Taiwan Relations Act, which makes clear the 1979 U.S. decision to establish diplomatic ties with Beijing instead of Taiwan, with the expectation the future of Taiwan will be determined by peaceful means. The comments to reporters at the White House on Tuesday come amid escalations in the Taiwan-China relationship. China claims Taiwan as its own territory, which should be taken by force if necessary. Taiwan says it's an independent country and will defend its freedoms and democracy, blaming China for the tensions. Mali's foreign ministry said the government summoned France's ambassador on Tuesday to register its, quote, indignation at French President Emmanuel Macron's recent criticism of the country's army-dominated government. Tensions between France and its former colony Mali have been high since it emerged. The Sahel state is in talks with Russian mercenaries after Paris intervened militarily against jihadists in 2013. These tensions spilled over at the UN General Assembly late last month when Mali's interim prime minister accused France of a, quote, sort of abandonment in full flight over its decision to reduce its military deployment in the region. Macron later told French media the comments were unacceptable and suggested Mali's government was, quote, not even really one. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials said Tuesday the pipeline that leaked tens of thousands of gallons of oil into the water off Southern California was split open and apparently dragged more than 100 feet along the ocean floor, possibly by a ship's anchor. U.S. Federal Transportation investigators say early reports suggest the failure may have been, quote, caused by an anchor that hooked the pipeline, causing a partial tear. Officials said Monday they were considering whether a ship's anchor might have caused this oil spill that has fouled beaches in Orange County. The spill sent up to 126,000 gallons of heavy crude into the ocean of Huntington Beach, and it then washed up onto miles of beaches and a protected marshland. U.S. lawmakers hammered Facebook on Tuesday, accusing CEO Mark Zuckerberg of pushing for higher profits ahead of user safety, and they demanded regulators investigate accusations the social media company harms children and stokes divisions. Whistleblower Frances Haugen, in a Senate hearing, called for transparency about how Facebook gets users to extend their stay on the site, giving them time to advertise to them. There is rising anger from across the political spectrum in Congress with Facebook amid numerous demands for legislative reforms. Haugen compared the social media sites to addictive substances like tobacco and opioids. Coming a day after Facebook suffered an hours-long outage, she pointed to the breakdown in her testimony. Quote, for more than 5 hours, Facebook wasn't used to deepen divides, destabilize democracies, and make young girls and women feel bad about their bodies. The United Nations World Food Program said on Tuesday a humanitarian catastrophe was possible as the conflict in Ethiopia threatens its ability to deliver food and aid supplies. However, the WFP said it has completed its first round of food distribution to people impacted by the spread of conflict in two regions. A lack of supplies and other issues caused by the conflict means distributions in Tigray are lagging behind. War broke out 10 months ago between Ethiopia's federal troops and forces loyal to the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which controls Tigray. Thousands have died and more than 2 million people have been forced to flee their homes. Since August 15th, WFP has delivered food to almost 300,000 people. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.